I think we all enjoy the Christmas New Year break, but I reckon a bloke who would have been more glad than many, many other people to see the back of 2016.
Absolutely.
After the dramas he had basically on a daily basis was the Parramatta coach in Brad Arthur. And 2017 is just a clean slate. It's all blue sky and plain sailing. G'day, Brad.
Morning, boys. How are we going?
Good, mate.
Well, welcome to 2017, mate.
Yeah, it was, you know, been waiting a while for it.
I bet you raised the glass of champagne and said, thank God that's over.
Yeah, well, you know, we're glad we got through it, and I can only make it stronger anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And, of course, that is the challenge, isn't it, Brad? It's on again, and it all starts. How have things been? The morale in the club, is it where you want it to be at this stage?
Yeah, look, we're training really well, and I suppose every coach is really happy where their team's at this point in the year. Our boys are really keen to get on the field, and you know, it's been a long wait for us. You know, because it's, you know, since May we've been waiting to play for something, whereas most clubs, you know, it was after round 26, but for us it's been, you know, since May where we're actually got something in the back of our head that we're actually striving for and playing for. You know, the boys are looking forward to getting on the field. You know, since Bernie Gurr's come in, you know, our leadership is nice and strong above me, and, you know, we think we're on the right path.
Anything different in pre-season, Brad?
Ronnie Palmer's joined us, so he's picked up a few things with some of our conditioning. We've done a lot of work off the ground, and, you know, Ronnie's sort of a bloke that's not guided by the numbers and the GPS. He's more of a feel, and, you know, with his experience in the game, he's improved us a lot.
That can only be good as well, mate. The semi-rad radra drama, is that a distraction? Will that be an ongoing one, or can you sort of put that to bed, or do you breathe a sigh of relief every time Semi just turns up?
No, it's been put to bed. You know, we know what his future holds for him now, and we're definitely not out of the frame in terms of him playing for our club again. You know, he's made his decision, and it is a business, and, you know, players come and go, whether they're moved on by the club or they make what the decision is best for them. He committed to 2017. He wants nothing more than for us to be successful, and he's doing everything he can to make sure that happens.
And Brad, at the end of 2016, how much time did you spend talking to management or the top office to make sure that you had the full support running into this year?
Not a lot. Bernie, once he got the role, he came down and told me what his expectations were, what he was going to be doing moving forward. Gave me my opportunity to tell him what I needed, and since then, you know, our communications been on a high level, but I look after the football and he looks after the running of the club.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt about that. Mate, of the new signings that you've got, the likes of Arvar, Nathan Brown, Fogarty, Hoffman, Jennings, is there one in particular, Pritchard, is there one in particular that's sort of impressed you?
Look, they've all been great for us, to tell you the truth. At a level of experience, Frank Pritchard's got a real determination about him. Nathan Brown, you know, brings that bit of aggression, and he's got some real silky skills and footballing ability, and you know, might see a little bit more pass out of our forwards this year, which he's bought. McCarty from Penrith, you know, geez, he carries the ball nice and hard and aggressive, and, you know, he's going to be a real handful with footy as well.
Mate, we had a good chat to Corey Norman at the back end of last year regarding all his dramas, and he seems to have, he's certainly talking the talk. He's talking the really positive message that, the worst is behind him and he's turned the corner and he's learnt the lessons. Is that the impression you get? Because, you know, he's so crucial to your setup, and you need him to fire and be on the park as often as possible.
Yeah, he is crucial to us. He always trains well. And his level of professionalism, you know, is getting better. And he's fully aware and understands of his importance in the team. And, you know, he's working on becoming a leader at our club. And he understands that it's not just what he does on the field, it's also off the field. And, you know, and he's aware of that, and he's working hard, and he needs to continue to do that for us.
Mate, Bevan French, he was the superstar of the Nines, and we saw him at the back end of the year come in and play a vital role for you as well. Where's he at? What are your expectations, and how serious will he be taking the nines as well?
Bev, you know, will get first opportunity at fullback. He's trained all pre-season there. You know, like a big thing for me with Bevan is, you know, his physical attributes in terms of he can see plenty of opportunities. I just don't want him to miss any through, you know, his conditioning levels and coming from the wing where he played majority of last year for us in at the fullback. You know, like fullbacks, you know, clock up the most kilometres in the game. So they do a lot of running. And, you know, so we've had a big focus with Bev on his work at training, and Clint Gufferson's probably our standout in terms of the fitness component part of it. Bevan's working really hard to try and get up there with him.
Okay. And sorry, mate, the nines, you're serious about them, or what sort of, do you have a strong squad?
Look, you know, the last 3 years we've done okay in it, and we've followed the rules in terms of, you know, you need 12 of your top 25, so we'll do the same again this year. But whatever team that we select, you know, we need to be in a stage, well, we need to put our club in a position where everything we do to the best of our ability, and we're competitive, and we're going to, you know, go with the same mentality this year. So once we finalise our squad, we want to go there with the opportunity of trying to win it. And, you know, the team that we went with last year probably wasn't our strongest, but, you know, we did do a little bit of work on it the week leading into the competition. We got lucky in our second game. We could have been out. Mm. We scored a try in the last 30 seconds, and from there our defence was really good, and you know, we're hoping we can replicate the same this year.
And Brad, just on Timmy Manor, he's obviously one of the leaders at the club. What's he like as a leader? He's been there for a long while. He's a great guy, passionate guy.
Yeah, you know, we all know that Tim gives his best every week on the field, but it's the work away from the field that he does. You know, like he's very, very trustworthy. And the thing with leaders are, you know, they put everyone else and everyone else's needs, including the club's needs, before themselves. And, you know, you couldn't get a better bloke than Tim Manor for that. You know, like everything he does is about what's best for everyone else and not himself.
Brad, we thank you so much for your time. Glad to hear things are going well there at Parramatta, and all the very best as you go up against one of your old clubs there in Manly in round number one as well.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Well done. Brad Arthur joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Terrific with his time. And good news about Bevan French. And obviously, Corey Norman seems to have his head screwed on the right way, and he's going to be vital to Parramatta's chances. 13, 53, 53.
$17 to win the premiership. They are at tab.com.au.